lighter skinned blacks. But of course, with the awareness programs that are going on now and the culture revamping, whereas that people are black and proud, you know, like so, the nappy hair and so forth. As a matter of fact, I had a friend of mine who, Mayor Pro Tem Allen's son, George Jr.
Okay.
We were in a bar, and George is a good-looking fella, you know, very suave, reddish-brown tone to his skin, sort of straight hair, straight curly hair. And the fella who owns the bar is about your color, but he's got nappy hair. He was one of those older cats that I knew for a long time, and people related to him in that particular manner, and he has been very successful. He was one of the first black, Negroes. He wasn't black. Neither in his attitude, his culture, anything else, because he had been a, he grew up on the conditions of the favoritism thing toward his color. Anyway, he was telling George, he said, you know, here comes old cute George, you know, and I have been, you know, like, I've done my thing around town, and I used to be quite a sharp dresser and so forth. I don't dress like I used to, I think it's his job. And George was saying, well, he said, the day is out. Us light-skinned niggas and straight hair. He said, the blacker and the nappier your hair is, it seems like the more people care for you. That is the truth. Yeah, you know, like cats who used to really get over. I think the black chicks are more inclined to turn them away. Those who say associate with whites, used to, they find that they don't get that same favor.
Uh-huh.
And I started noticing that particular trend when I was in Germany. I found that in Germany that the German chicks were more inclined to date the cats who were, had broader and full Negroid features,
uh-huh.
You know, like black skin, big nose, thick lip, and nappy hair.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't ever figure that one out because during that time my hair was kind of curly and straight looking, and that was during my lighter days. Of course, I was just a shade or two lighter than I am now. And I said, damn, you know, like I can't figure this one out over here. And I knew that I looked better than those cats did.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I wasn't attracted. You see, it's a matter of what you think of good looks, it's a matter of what's attractive to other people.
Yeah.
I wasn't attractive to them. And I sort of went through a thing of doubting who, you know, what could I do over there. that's a real trip. That was a real trip to go on, though. And after a few years back here, then things started to change. And I guess the change really came about I would say around 65, when I was 65, 66, when I started people making a distinction there, saying it of a blackness thing. So it really, you know, like it's been something that I guess a lot of people don't want to admit. But if you would take right now, I bet you that 75% of the blacks that are married in Dallas, successful blacks over 45, 75% of them